Figure 134 shows a two-bar VASI with three illustrations, the first showing below the glide path, the second illustration showing on glide path 3 degrees, and the third showing above glide path. The normal glide path angle of a VASI is 3 degrees, unless a higher angle is necessary for obstacle clearance. Figure 135 depicts four illustrations showing a 3-bar VASI. As with the 2-bar VASI, unless a higher angle is required for obstacle clearance, the normal glide path for a 3-bar VASI is 3 degrees. A 3-bar VASI provides two visual glide paths. The lower glide path is provided by the near and middle bars, normally 3 degrees, while the upper glide path is provided by the middle and far bars and is typically 1/4 degree higher. The higher glide path is for use by high cockpit aircraft to provide a sufficient threshold crossing height. Although normal VASI glide path angles are 3 degrees, some locations may have angles as high as 4.5 degrees. Figure 135, illustration 4, depicts what you would see if you are below both glide paths. Illustration 5 shows what you would observe when on the lower glide path. Illustration 6 shows what you would observe if you were on the upper glide path. And illustration 7 shows what you would observe if you are above both glide paths. Figure 136 depicts five PAPI indications, marked indication 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Each of them show four light unit installations. The PAPI uses lights, similar to the VASI, but are installed on a single row of either two or four light units, usually to the left side of the runway. The four light units consist of two red lights and two white lights. Illustration 8 shows a glide angle higher than 3.5 degrees. Illustration 9 shows a slightly high glide angle of 3.2 degrees. Illustration 10 shows an on-glide path indication, normally 3 degrees. Illustration 11 shows a slightly low glide path of 2.8 degrees. And illustration 12 shows a below glide path angle of less than 2.5 degrees. Figure 137 is a precision instrument runway showing threshold marker, touchdown zone marker, and fixed distance marker or aiming point marker. The distances between the markers are represented by the letters A, B, and C, with A representing a 1,000-foot distance to the fixed distance marker, B representing 500 feet from the threshold marker to the touchdown zone marker, and C indicating 500 feet from the touchdown zone marker to the fixed distance marker. Figure 138 is a runway legend showing an approach end of a runway and runway threshold lights indicating a displaced threshold. The night operations, which are authorized between the approach end of the runway and the threshold lights, are taxi and takeoff operations, provided the takeoff operations are toward the visible green threshold lights. Figure 139 through 142 are related to questions about glide slope and localizer displacement based on the number of dots deviation represented by the course deviation indicators in figures 140 through 142. Figure 139, glide slope and localizer illustration, contains three segments, each segment indicated by a vertical line showing the distance from the end of the runway, with the first segment 1,300 feet, the second segment, 1.9 nautical miles, and the third segment, 5.6 nautical miles. For each of the indicated segments shown, the vertical displacement along the glide slope is indicated at 14 feet for one dot and 28 feet for two dots at 1,300 feet, 70 feet for one dot and 140 feet for two dots at 1.9 nautical miles, and 210 feet for one dot and 420 feet for two dots at 5.6 nautical miles. Localizer displacement from centerline is also shown for each of the three segments for one and two dot deviations. Figure 140, OBS, ILS, and GS displacement, shows two dots left, indicating the aircraft is right of centerline and two dots high, or above glide slope. At the 1.9 nautical mile location, this indicates the aircraft is 710 feet to the right of the localizer centerline and 140 feet above the glide slope. Figure 141 shows 1.5 dots to the right deviation on the localizer, indicating the aircraft is left of course, and 1.5 dots high, or above glide slope. At the 1,300-foot location, 1.5 dots above the glide slope would indicate the aircraft is between 14 and 28 feet above the glide slope, and between 215 and 430 feet to the left of the center line, or 21 feet above the glide slope, and approximately 320 feet to the left of the runway center line. Figure 142 is showing a two-dot deviation on the localizer and a one-dot deviation on the glide slope. The indicator shows the aircraft is left of course and below glide slope. Which displacement from the localizer and glide slope at the outer marker is indicated? The aircraft is 1,550 feet to the left of the localizer center line and 210 feet below the glide slope at the outer marker.